there was a big tzaddik by the name of Rab Zeira. And where he lived in Tveria, there were many great people who learned Torah, did a lot of mitzvahs. There were also many wise people who learned a lot of Torah, big chachamim. There were also some people who didn't behave. There were people who were wild and they maybe stole from people, maybe hurt people sometimes. And they didn't want to learn Torah, they didn't want to behave nicely. They didn't speak nicely to people. So the nice people in town all tried to stay away from them. Not only they shouldn't get hurt from them, but also you shouldn't learn from them. Don't hang around people who are not behaving properly. And the wise people, the chachamim, they tried to tell them, you know, you have to behave better. You shouldn't be acting like this. And they didn't want to listen to anything. They said, no, we don't want to behave. We don't want to behave nicely. We don't want to do anything you say. We just want to act not. We don't want to act and do bad things. So the chachamim were very upset at them. There was only one person who was always very kind and patient and nice to them, was Rab Zeira. Whenever he would see one of these troublemakers, he would speak to them very kindly, say, how are you feeling? How's your family? How are you doing? And if he heard that one of them got sick or was hungry somehow, then he would try to help them and daven for them. So now, he was the one person who was very nice to these troublemakers. You think the troublemakers were appreciative and behaved nice back to him? No. They didn't. In fact, they even said not nice words to him. They even made fun of him. That's how chutzpahdik they were. The one person, a big tzaddik, was actually very nice to them. When he would come around and said, oh, they would make fun of him, say some words, make fun of him a little bit, and they would talk to him. But Rab Zeira forgave them. He never got insulted. And he always tried to tell them, you know, maybe you could behave better. Maybe you shouldn't steal, you shouldn't be not nice to people. And they heard it. They said, oh, okay, thank you for your advice. We'll think about it, make a joke out of it, and then we'll go further. And they went, and they won't listen. So several times, the other chacham, the other wise people, they said to Rab Zeira, look, you see, you're being nice to them, you're trying to talk to them, behave better, and it's not working. They're not behaving better. So what's the point of being nice to them? And listen, maybe instead they should get punished for their not nice behavior. Then everyone will see, you can't dare behave like that. You behave like that, you're going to get punished. So maybe just instead of being nice to them, they should get punished. But Rab Zeira, he didn't agree. He said, every Jew has inside of him a soul, an neshama from Hashem. And every Jew really wants to do what Hashem wants. Just the Yetzer Hara is controlling them. So I'm sure that they could do tshuva, they could come back and do the right thing. Every Jew really wants to. Just he's trapped by his Yetzer Hara. So Rab Zeira, instead of davening they should get punished, he would daven Hashem, please, they should do tshuva, they should wake up and realize how bad they're acting, how they need to behave better. And it seems like nothing Rab Zeira did helped. They didn't behave better. They kept on doing their tricks and making fun of people, acting out nicely. Until finally one day, when the big tzaddik Rab Zeira passed away, he went up to Shemaim. So everybody and everyone came to his levayah, the funeral, including the troublemakers also came. But this time was the first time they came, and they didn't start making fun of people and pushing people and making tricks because other people around. This time they came there, and they stood quietly, and they were also upset. Rab Zeira, the one who's always nice to us? And they were standing there quietly until one of them said, you know, up until now, it must be that they said a name to make fun of Rab Zeira. This little guy, whatever, he probably protected us because we made so much trouble and we know Hashem could have punished us. It must be because he was davening for us. That's why we never got punished. But now that he passed away, what's going to happen to us? Maybe we'll get in trouble now. And the other one said, yeah, he's not here. And the other wise people are angry at us. They don't even want to look at us. And maybe we're going to get in trouble now. So really inside of them, they really realized how much they really liked Rab Zeira. And they said, you know, maybe we should finally listen to what he's been telling us all these years. We finally should behave. So from then on, they stopped making fun of people. They stopped doing tricks and stealing and all these things. And they all did tshuva, just like Rab Zeira wanted. So his whole life, he was trying to get them to tshuva, and he was so patient to them. It seems like it didn't work. And finally, he did. But, and again, Reb Zeder was a big tzaddik. He was able to tell what is the right way to deal with people. And whenever we could, we try to get people to do tshuva.